The issue is, how safe are you when you are on the water, especially if you're in a rental boat? Here are the statistics. According to U.S. Coast Guard statistics, where the cause of death was known, 87% of drowning victims in recreational boating accidents were not wearing a life jacket last year. And there were 564 fatalities the year before. They said the top five primary contributing factors in these incidents are operator inattention, improper lookout, operator inexperience, machinery failure, and navigation rules. And the leading contributing factor in fatal boating accidents, alcohol. So that caught the attention. I would imagine that's some of the stuff that grabbed your attention, correct, Alderwoman?
Absolutely. I love summertime shy. I don't think anyone else would disagree with that statement. And we get so many visitors to our number one voted city to tour for tourism. But we also have to recognize that so many lives have been lost due to safety and, or should I say, lack of some safety measures with charters and charter captains. And I look forward to meeting with and getting more information so that we'll have a safer Chicago.
Alderwoman Stephanie Coleman is with us from the 16th Ward. So you're proposing that everyone on any kind of boat is wearing a life jacket at all times?
Not any type of boat. I know that I've heard from the water architectural, some of the groups, and we're looking to see what will the carve-outs be. But we know, just as the statistics that you just stated, that for the smaller boats under 50 feet, if you will, there are some safety measures that should be monitored, and I do believe that the protective devices will be protective flotating devices will be a part of the solution.
Well, I got to tell you, I am someone who boats. I love to boat, and if I had to wear a life jacket the entire time I was on a boat while I was recreational boating, especially, you know, whether I'm on the Fox River, I certainly would have a life jacket close to me on Lake Michigan, because that's just the preventive manner in which I boat. But sometimes on lakes, you know, during the day, I would find it to be kind of a pain in the butt.
Just as those thought that with seatbelts. I do think that in certain cases, and I can only just refer back to the young lady that lost her life when the waters were choppy, I think that what will be revealed in our committee hearing is that in cases, charters as well as the captains should have some safety measures ahead of time that, God forbid, another Zari Walls happens within the city of Chicago.
Alderwoman, isn't it?
Just so we're clear, I'm very open to other options, and hearing from all of the partners and the Coast Guard and CPD and CFD and all those that are involved. So I understand it be a pain in the butt, but we also want to keep safety at the forefront.
I was going to say, isn't it something when you come up with an idea that you think will help, and then boom, you're taking it in from all sides?
Yeah,
but
this is the case. But I appreciate all of the feedback, and just so I'm one of the city council members that I listen to all, and nothing has gone into effect into law. And we want to make sure, again, that safety is at the forefront as the boaters like yourself is enjoying the beautiful season, enjoying the weather, but we don't want any families to, experience what has happened this summer.
Well, when I read about this and heard about this, one of the things that occurred to me, and I don't know the comparison, but it seems like there are a lot more swimmers and pedestrians who drown in Lake Michigan every summer than boaters or those on a boat, right? I mean, are the boaters not the real problem here?
I think the boaters is the problem. I think that a lack of knowledge has become the problem.
But I'm talking about as a population of victims. There are more people who drown in the lake by swimming offshore or falling into the water than do so having been on a boat before. I don't know. Maybe I'm incorrect on that, but it just seems to me that's the case.
That can be of an opinion, and again, stats will prove otherwise.
Alderwoman, here's the issue. It's my understanding that the enforcement of this would fall under the Chicago Police Department. And last year, numbers just came out that they had $273 million in overtime charges, indicating we don't have the staff to enforce something like this. It seems like this could be something that might be passed, but how is it possibly going to be enforced and at what cost?
And that's where partnerships, learning more about the lake and the laws of the water, that there are other partners and federal agencies that are involved, including the Coast Guard. So we look forward to working with them on this matter.
Okay, so are you a boater? Do you boat regularly?
I do not boat regularly.
Well, if you did, you'd know how uncomfortable those vests were.
I have, every time I've been on the boat, I wear the vest, as well as in the jet skis, on the jet skis as well.
Yeah, that is a given. Illinois state law currently requires that life vests be available for each person aboard a vessel, but they're only mandated to wear them if they are under the age of 13, with a few exceptions. But those under 13 are not required to wear a life vest while in a cabin or below the top deck, because if you're talking about boats under 50 feet, some people sleep on those boats all night. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that it's feasible could sleep in one of those.
Not under docks. But I do think we can agree, Lisa, you being a boater, that there are cases where people are chartering boats. And sometimes captains get unexpected 16 guests when the charter was intended for only 12 guests, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have an open mind. It's not
cases,
something I fully support, but I love that you are being open to input. So where does it go from here?
Oh, for sure. Where does it go from here? We will be hearing once council returns. In September, we're hoping to hear this in transportation and work with, again, partnerships in order for us to have a safer Chicago, which is the intent and the only intent that Azari Walls will not repeat, that any other family will have to experience and endure what the Walls family has had. And then other families for the last at least dozen years that we know that boating has become more and more popular. And I do think that there are measures that organizations have come up with that safety is at the forefront.
Thank you so much for joining us. And make sure you check back in the fall and let us know how it progresses.
And thanks for giving it a shot. And thanks for trying to improve safety, too, even though we're giving you a hard time.
Thank you. And Lisa, you're a boater, so I hope that I could call you and refer to you. Maybe I might need a testimonial.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alderwoman Stephanie Coleman from the 16th Ward.